Assalamu alaikum everyone. My name is Miss Eyeopener and I would like to welcome you to the talk show About Time. Today I have some very interesting guests here with me today. They live in our communities, our houses, everywhere around us, and it's about time that we did something about them. I would like to call them up one by one so we can all hear what they have to say. My first pair for the evening is an inseparable duo who we all cannot survive without. In fact, every member of our family has their own personal relationship with them. I would like to call upon the pair, Mr. Internet and Sheikh Google. Internet, your personality is a very controversial one. Some people love you, some people hate you. But then again, no one can live without you. Why is that?
Well, a knife when used by a surgeon saves a life, but a knife when used by a murderer takes a life.
Meaning?
Meaning that it is the use of a thing that makes it good or bad. I am provided to children without supervision, and they are exposed to a lot of haram. One important point to mention is that if you give a child a knife, he is bound to hurt himself. It's like sending the children out on the world on their own. Obviously, there will be a lot of bad that they will face. But in fairness, who is to be blamed for this?
Obviously, their parents, who are given the job by Allah to protect their children. I would like to direct my next question to Sheikh Google. As it is, you enjoy a lot of attention from everyone. Some children see you as the only source of information and don't believe in using anything like books or some other source. All they do is send their query and you give them the answer.
Thank you for all the compliments. I am glad that you are appreciating my services.
Actually, I was trying to be a little sarcastic. Don't you think it's important that children use accurate sources like books for information? After all, everyone knows not all the information you provide is authentic.
I try to give them what I have and they are happy with. So what's wrong with that?
Exactly! And I agree! And similarly, there's a lot of good happening to me, but there's also a lot of bad. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, surely the heart of a child is like fallow ground. Whatever is planted in it is accepted by it. Social chat rooms and networks are like letting strangers in your child's room. Why are parents allowing this? Why are parents putting their children through this? And then they blame it on me?
All right, just settle down. I guess we really can't blame you. Referring to your previous example, if a knife is used to hurt a person, we can't blame the knife, but we have to blame the person who used it incorrectly. Thank you, Mr. Internet. I would like to welcome my second guest for the evening. Her name is Ms. D.O.P. and I would like to welcome her on the stage. Ms. D.O.P. for Disobedience of Parents. Hold on a second. I thought we only invited you. Who is this?
Oh, you don't need to worry about him. He's just my little ego. You're all comfortable, right? Good.
Anyway, when I first heard your name, I was very surprised. I mean, D.O.P.? Disobedience of parents? Do you even know what a huge, big sin that is?
Oh, come on. What times are you living in? What do parents know about us? What do they know about our needs? I am the leader of an organization which you totally forgot to mention in my intro. That is Kids Rule. Email kidsrule@yahoo.com. In these modern times and ages, you cannot hang on to things for too long. iPhone 4 is soon replaced by iPhone 5, and that by iPhone 6. It's a fast world, and anyone who slows down will totally be left behind. And besides, have you even thought about what kids to go through? Parents try to teach us the values of their times.
Old school.
Then, oh my god, this one is even worse. They tell us that we have to be all careful about whom we befriend.
Not cool.
And they waste our days and days, and they keep telling us that we have to study.
Boring.
And for some crazy reason, they think they're like gods or something, and they tell us that we have to always obey them.
No need.
But personally, I think that the most worst one is they tell us that we always have to obey Islam.
Claustrophobic.
We are smart, we have our rights, and we can totally take care of ourselves. Thank you.
But you know, obedience to your parents is mentioned like everywhere in your faith. In the Quran, in Hadith from our A'immah. I know one from the Prophet, which was quoted by one of our greatest scholars, Ayatollah Dastagheeb Shirazi, in his book, Greater Sins. He has narrated that the Prophet has said, "One who has hurt his parents has hurt me, and one who hurts me has hurt Allah, and the one who hurts Allah is accursed." Your attitude shows an absolute disregard for what he said. Has it ever occurred to you that just maybe in 20 years, you're going to be in their position, or even worse?
Not at all.
Whatever you know is right. You know more. Ignore.
After all, leave it that way. You reap what you sow. Think about it. While she's thinking, I would like to call upon my next guest of the evening. Her name is Miss Ghibat. I would like to welcome her on the stage. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Everyone. Before we start, let me tell you something. Yesterday, I met Rana's sister. The same Rana who got fired last week because she was caught stealing. Yes, she was caught stealing. And the worst thing is, her parents are going through a divorce. Yes. 18 years of marriage going down the drain. How sad is that, hey? But I found it funny. Anyways, if you do say anything to anyone, please don't tell my name, okay?
Yallah! Doing ghibat is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. I'm scared to even talk to you. I'll move on to our next guest. I would like to welcome my next guest on the stage. His name is Mr. Wealth, and I would like to call him.
Wow! 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 Wow!
Hello, everyone. I'm not too happy with my briefing. Please, appreciate me much more.
I'm sorry if I offended you, sir, but please have a seat.
This chair? I need something branded, something more expensive. I'm not used to this.
Sir, please have a seat. So, my question for you is, why do you think you deserve all the appreciation that you get?
Well, I get people what they want. Cars, money, houses, toys. I fulfill their dream.
But doesn't that attach them to this dunya, making them more materialistic? Some people love you to the extent they worship you instead of their creator.
Well, it's really their problem, not mine.
Okay, too hard to handle. Let's move on to our next guest for the evening. I would like to welcome my next guest, Mr. Swak, scholar without a qualification. Yes, you heard me, scholar without a qualification.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jil farajahum.
Welcome to the show, sir. Please tell us about your qualifications.
Huh? What qualifications? Tumhari jurrat kaisi hui ask me questions? La hawla wa la quwwata.
But how can you claim to be an alim or scholar without any qualification? I mean, it's okay to be a zakir. Anyone who can do zikr of Ahle Bayt can be a zakir. But you can't just claim to be an alim or scholar without training. It's just like any other field, like medicine or engineering. You have to go through an institute. You have to train.
You should see many people coming in my majlis. I give them what they have and they appreciate it.
But the role of an alim is not to give the people what they want to hear. It's to give the people what they should hear, to guide them towards the right path. Don't you think you're playing the role of more of a religious entertainer?
I refuse answering any more questions. I never come back reciting any center again, especially yours. I'm going. La hawla wa la quwwata.
What can I say? I'll call upon my next guest for the evening. She is another lady with a very peculiar name. Her name is Madam Pick and Choose, PNC, and I would like to welcome her on the stage.
Salams, everyone. Thanks for calling me here.
The pleasure's ours, madam. Would you mind explaining your name? I mean, pick and choose. It's a rather peculiar name. Would you mind telling us what it means?
Simple. I choose whatever makes sense to me, and that's why I am a happy soul.
Well, that's really interesting. Why don't you tell us your views, perhaps, on religion?
I am a Muslim, alhamdulillah. I choose from religion whatever makes sense to me.
Would you mind elaborating on that?
For instance, I believe that while going to the mosque, the woman should wear the hijab because we are talking about the Ahle Bayt there and it is holy.
But what about in your normal life? Like, is it okay for you to be without barda? What gives you the right to cry on the babies if every Namahram is seeing you without a hijab?
Oh, but that's another thing.
Okay, what about watching haram movies or listening to haram music?
But I don't do it in the first 10 days of Muharram.
Okay, now I understand the meaning of your name. You pick and choose whatever suits you. You do what you want to do instead of what Allah has asked you to do. My only sincere advice is try and learn your religion from the right sources.
We'll see about that.
With that, I would like to call upon my next guest to make the atmosphere a little more pleasant. I would like to call upon Mr. Salat.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Assalamu alaikum. Thanks for calling me here.
The pleasure is ours, sir. So I guess you are a very favorite and frequent visitor in our household. I mean, you visit everyone at least 5 times a day. How does it feel to enjoy all this attention?
Alhamdulillah. But not in every household. Only a few welcome me. And there are a very few youth that welcome me in their lives. Most of them leave me for a later time in life.
But no one knows the time of their death. I mean, questions about you will be asked in the grave. Don't they think about that?
Well, that's the sad truth.
And a scary one. Thank you, Mr. Salah. We hope things get better. And now, I would like to call upon my last guest for the evening. He's not in a very good state because of what we all have done to him. I would like to call upon Mr. Islam to come. Mr. Islam, what happened to you? You look awful.
Oh, how should I tell you? I go through accidents every day. All my followers are not sincere to me. All of your esteemed guests here have contributed tremendously to this. I can't talk now. I told you in my email. Please don't ask me again.
Actually, Mr. Islam didn't want to come here today because of certain guests, like Mr. Internet. He says that the internet has exposed everyone to so much haram, especially the youth, that's driven them away from their faith. Unsupervised internet should not be allowed by parents. Then we have the disobedience of parents, the cause of the breaking of the family structure. They just refuse to consider their parents the right role models. And this just destroys our families, it breaks the society, and it leads the kids away from the faith. But however, we can't only blame them. I mean, think about it. If the parents aren't the right role models, what can we expect from the kids? Then we have Madam Pick and Choose, another disaster who's defaced Islam as we know it.
Well, if everyone's going, then I'm going too.
Allah has provided us with a set of instructions for our life. He created us. One day we will die and go back to Him. When we can't stop the day of accountability from happening, then why don't we prepare for it? It just doesn't make sense. We need to think. We need to open our eyes to make sure our Islam is not in this state. May Allah bless us all with an opportunity to be a true follower of our religion. Thank you. आती है दुआ बन के तमन्ना मेरी जिंदगी शम्मा की सूरत हो खुदाया मेरी लब्बे आती है दुआ बन के तमन्ना मेरी जिंदगी शम्मा की सूरत हो खुदाया मेरी दूर दुनिया का मेरे दम से अंधेरा हो जाए दूर दुनिया का मेरे दम से अंधेरा हो जाए हर जगह मेरे
चमकने से उजाला हो जाए, हर जगह मेरे चमकने से उजाला हो जाए। हो मेरे दम से यूं ही मेरे वतन की जीनत, हो मेरे दम से यूं ही मेरे वतन की जीनत। जिस तरह फूल से होती है चमन की जीनत, जिस तरह फूल से होती है चमन की जीनत, जिंदगी हो मेरी परवाने की सूरत या रब, जिंदगी हो मेरी परवाने की सूरत या रब। इल्म की शम्मा से हो मुझको मोहब्बत या रब, इल्म की शम्मा से हो मुझको मोहब्बत या रब। हो मेरा काम गरीबों की हिमायत करना, हो मेरा काम गरीबों की हिमायत करना, दर्दमंदों से ज़ईफों से मोहब्बत करना, दर्दमंदों से ज़ईफों से मोहब्बत करना। मेरे अल्लाह बुराई से बचाना मुझको, मेरे अल्लाह बुराई से बचाना मुझको, नेक जो राह हो उस रह पे चलाना मुझको, नेक जो राह हो उस रह पे चलाना मुझको। लब पे आती है दुआ बन के तमन्ना मेरी, जिंदगी शम्मा की सूरत हो खुदाया मेरी।
Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome. My name is Bis Blank and welcome to the show Talk Talk. Now, as you all know, the election campaign in Peaceville is in full swing, and two parties are clearly standing out from amongst the rest: the Baathil Democratic Alliance, BDA, and the National Haq Party, NHP. Upon countless requests from our viewers, we have decided to invite a representative from each party here in our studio for an open debate. I will delay no further in welcoming Ms. Mohafizuddin. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Mohafizuddin from the Baathil Democratic Alliance.
Vote for BDA! Vote for BDA!
Ma'am, please have a seat. Ms. Mohafizuddin is a graduate from the top university and an experienced politician. We are honored to have her presence here today. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you.
However, I had to say, you had me for a second. I thought you were from the Haq Party.
That is the idea. To disguise oneself and enter into the enemy's territory without them realizing it. But please be very clear, we have nothing to do with Haq Party. Our goals are very different. BDA, Baathil Democratic Alliance, is made of professionals and well-settled people. We are the best and we're born to lead.
Well spoken, Ms. Mohafizuddin. And now I will no longer delay in inviting our second guest from the evening. I would ask you to join me in welcoming Mr. Ikhlas from the National Haq Party.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Mr. Ikhlas is a high position holder in the National Haq Party and has made a special request that we don't mention his achievements. If you don't mind, sir, on a personal note, would you mind explaining your reasoning behind such a request?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for inviting me here today. The reason for my strange request was because achievements and good deeds are done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Announcing them reduces sawab.
Very well. I will now formally open the house by asking Ms. Mohafizuddin, why do you believe that the people of Peaceville should vote for the Baathil Democratic Alliance?
What? I am so surprised that you even have to ask that question. I mean, isn't it clearly obvious? BDA is one of the largest parties in the country, made of the most successful people who don't have the word failure in their dictionaries. We instill in the minds of our youth that nothing is unachievable. No one and nothing can stop us now.
Very persuasive, Ms. Mohafizuddin. And now I will pose the same question to Mr. Ikhlas. Sir, why do you believe that the people of Peaceville should vote for the National Haq Party?
Alhamdulillah, the National Haq Party is based on truth and justice. We are teaching our youth to focus on the hereafter. We teach them to run after the akhirat rather than the dunya and money.
Money which you clearly don't have. Most of your members haven't even been to a five-star hotel in their lives. They live a pathetic life. Die a painful death. Oh, how sad. And then they go and call themselves a martyr.
How would you respond to that, Mr. Ikhlas?
Martyrdom is a virtue of the Ahlul Bayt. Martyrdom of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein has the power to collect the biggest aggregation of humans on the planet. If the grave of the martyr has this kind of power, then you can imagine his status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He has a point there, Ms. Mohafizuddin. What would you say to that?
Well, our party believes in blending in with the modern world. All of our children have the latest gadgets and are free on the internet, socializing with just about anyone they want to. They don't have to ask their parents. Why? Because they're independent and they're free. They're wicked and they're cool. I mean, just look at their role models. All of them are the most popular celebrities. And those guys are millionaires. Yes, that's right, millionaires. But you don't have to worry, because our kids who idealize them today will follow in their footsteps. And soon, they'll become part of the Baathil Democratic Alliance Party in the future.
Astaghfirullah! The evil Baathil Democratic Alliance is poisoning the minds of our youth today. How will they face the Imam when he comes? How will they face the Imam? How will they face Imam Mahdi? Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahum!
Whoa! Oh Madam. My God! Did he just Madam. Say Imam Mahdi?
Madam?
Is it Zuhur time already?
Ma'am.
Oh my God!
Oh. Ma'am, you please have a seat.
No, I have to go. I have an appointment. I have to leave. I'm sorry, I have to go. Is it Zuhur?
Ma'am, we're live!
Of his name on evil. Imagine when Imam will come and fill our world with peace and justice. What a beautiful world it will be. For the hastening of the arrival of Imam, please recite Dua Imam Zamana followed by a loud salawat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma qul waliyak al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka ilayhi wa ala وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه ويزكاته وتمتعه فيها طويلة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجهم